Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about managing no contact with narcissistic people. This is something I get asked about all the time, so I thought I'd talk about it on the show today. Making the decision to walk away from the relationship with a narcissistic person can be very difficult. It doesn't matter what the relationship is, if it's your mom, your dad, your child, your friend, your husband, your wife, they're all hard. Because of enmeshment and trauma bonding, separating themselves from the narcissistic person could be one of the hardest things some people ever do. It requires the painful acceptance of some really tough stuff in order to walk away, and staying away can prove even harder, especially when the narcissistic person is a family member. Part of the reason for this is because often when pathologically narcissistic people are facing the end of a relationship and it's not one they were ready to be done with, they will begin to panic. This can result in something that many people call hoovering. This behavior is named after the Hoover vacuum cleaner because that's what the narcissist is trying to do. They're trying to suck the person back into the relationship. They may suddenly be sorry. They may suddenly understand everything they've done wrong. They may suddenly become very kind. They may suddenly become hysterical and start talking about suicide. They might use guilt against the person who is attempting to leave. They may say that the person is abandoning them or rejecting them, that they're being treated unfairly, or that no one has ever cared about them. They may seem very sincere, and in fact, they could very well believe those things. Those things might even be true, but it doesn't matter because there's nothing you can do about it. You cannot help or heal someone by letting them abuse you, and that's all that's really possible in narcissistic relationships. Any kindness or consideration they show other people comes with a string attached. They know no other way to interact with people, and they have nothing to give. Another reason it's so hard to maintain no contact is because even though the relationship was generally unfulfilling, usually frustrating, and often abusive, the person still wants to see the narcissist. They still want to be around the narcissist. They're holding on to hope. They're looking for closure. They're not sure whether the relationship is salvageable or not. There are any number of reasons that people will use to convince themselves that seeing the narcissist or talking to the narcissist one more time is justified or even necessary. In order to manage no contact, it's essential to remember that this relationship is feeding an addiction that you have, and these reasons are lies the addicted part of your brain is telling you. It just wants its fix of drama and love bombing, and you cannot break an addiction if you are continuing to use. It's hard, it's painful, it sucks, quite frankly, but if you really want to break this addiction, you have to face it down and beat it. The only way to do that is to stop. It's also really important to examine your motivations here. Are you ending the relationship because you are truly done with being disrespected, abused, and mistreated? Or are you trying to teach the pathologically narcissistic person a lesson in a hope that they'll change their behavior? Because they will, for a while, for as long as it takes to convince you to come back and to stay. Then it will likely go back to how it was because this is all they know. Manipulation, domination, and control. So many people say that they're trying to help the narcissist function normally and don't realize that they are functioning normally. This is their normal. They have never been any other way. If someone suddenly loses their ability to see, their new situation, their new way of functioning will feel abnormal because they were used to a different way of functioning for so long. They'll feel like they've lost something. But for someone who's been blind since birth, there's nothing abnormal about the situation at all. This is how it's always been, and they have nothing else to compare it to. It's not possible for someone to understand the loss of something they've never had. If you're having trouble with no contact or with walking away from the relationship, just remember that it's going to take time. You have to get used to someone not being around and your whole life being different. You have to mourn the relationship, and you have to get used to not being responsible for this person anymore. These things are difficult in and of themselves, and you're dealing with an addiction on top of that. Habits are hard to change. Patterns are hard to break. There is a chemical or physical component to this addiction, an emotional component, and a habitual one, a behavioral one. It's hard to change all these things at once. It's painful, and it takes time to do. For example, when you decide to quit smoking, it's not a decision you make only one time. It's an ongoing choice that you have to keep making over and over again. A person who decides to quit smoking on Tuesday doesn't wake up on Wednesday not wanting to smoke anymore. They have to keep making that same decision 50 times a day or more until the physical urge goes away, the emotional triggers become less intense, and the habit is broken. It's the exact same thing here. There's no way to skip the work. There's no way to avoid the struggle. But once you face it down and you beat it, then you've beaten it. It takes willpower, commitment, and time. Sometimes people beat themselves up for still having feelings for the pathologically narcissistic person or for still wanting to be around them. Don't. You're a human being with feelings, dealing with someone and something that is extremely difficult. Accept the situation for what it is and do the best you can. Don't beat yourself up, but don't give yourself too many excuses either. Remember that in narcissistic relationships, closure is a myth. It can also be a trap, because repeatedly engaging with this person in an attempt to find closure is only putting yourself back on that hamster wheel, running and running and running, but never getting anywhere. You have to find your own closure by making it okay with yourself that you're probably never going to get what you want from this person. It's just not going to happen. The relationship with a narcissistic person is a never-ending cycle where you chase what you want, but you don't ever get it. It's like a mule with a carrot. Mules are strong, but they're stubborn, so if you want the mule to pull the plow, you have to show him a carrot. When you dangle the carrot over the mule's head, he works harder trying to get that carrot for a while. Mules are stubborn, but they're not stupid. Eventually, he'll figure out he's never going to get the carrot, and then when he's tired and when he's had enough, he's just going to sit down. Once that happens, no matter how hard you pull or what you offer, he's not going to get up because he's wise to the game now. He understands that you're working him now. So my question to you is, how tired are you? I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday. So if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.